News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. It's not just us going through weather fun. The people you sent to Washington are experiencing this too. The Senate due to vote on an extension of the long-term unemployment benefits today. Fox News Chief Congressional Correspondent Mike Emanuel is at the Capitol with the details.
Nevada Senator Dean Heller is the Republican co-sponsor of the measure, with the jobless rate in his home state consistently above the national average.
It is the right thing to do. That short period will help these families whose benefits expired abruptly, while Congress works out a longer-term solution that provides Americans with some certainty and is fiscally responsible.
Benefits ran out for an estimated 1.3 million unemployed just after Christmas, and the White House says it's now an emergency. Yet some conservatives note this is the 55th month of the economic recovery, and it may be time to scale back.
And the vote was supposed to take place yet this afternoon, but Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader, took action.
I ask unanimous consent the vote be scheduled tomorrow, 10 a.m.
And that's because there were problems getting all of the senators back to the chamber because of the weather. Well, you might want to call ahead if you are thinking about driving out to your favorite business this evening, including grocery stores. Several in the Wausau and Rib Mountain areas closed earlier this evening. They listed as a safety hazard for both customers and their employees. Most everybody planning on being in business tomorrow, but a lot of schools are off. If you'd like to find the whole list, we've got it for you at WSAU.com. You'll find a yellow bar in the upper right corner of the page, which lists all of our cancellations. A man accused of delivering heroin that killed a Stevens Point College student was back in court earlier today. 26-year-old Eric Olson of Hancock had an initial appearance on a first-degree reckless homicide charge. 22-year-old Jordan Peterson died in November at an off-campus apartment of an overdose. Court records say that Peterson sent a text message to Olson searching for drugs. Roommates say Peterson occasionally smoked marijuana, but Olson was unable to find him any locally. Investigators say Olson instead found some heroin for Peterson. It's unclear if this was his first experiment with that drug. Olson stays in jail on a $100,000 cash bond. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Wind chill warning through noon tomorrow. Tonight's forecast, partly cloudy, very cold, low of 25 below zero, wind chills in the 50 below range. Partly cloudy, cold tomorrow, high of minus 6. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.